Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I held a cup standing with his hand on his car.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back the late, great SRV.
Says the 17th of the hour,
Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Ruth King's here. Ruth's a great member of our Grant Brain Trust now for 15 years. New book, Profit or Wealth, Simple Rules for Sustainable Business Growth. Ruth, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on yet another groundbreaking book. Small business owners should have these laying on their desks, in, like mine, dog-eared and marked up and wore out. Hey, Ruth, In the previous segment, we talked about surviving. I'm not backing off of that at all. I'm telling people that if you survive, and I mean if you're busted up and scratched up and bruised up and your hair's a mess and you look rough January 1, 2021, but your doors are open and you can say, come on in, then you're a hero as far as I'm concerned. However, we don't need to, everyone is not going to have to go that route. Some people will, and I mean that, and God bless every one of them, and I'm going to be right here, and you will be too, doing what we can. We'll bring a bar of soap and we'll be hosing them off, cleaning them up, and getting them back on their feet. But some people, some industries, some companies will actually do a little better than that this year, and partially because they'll shift, they'll pivot, and move in that new direction you talked about earlier. But there's some industries that are going to be in demand in this new regular we're talking about. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. If we take the ones that were essential services, that type of thing, a lot of my clients are in construction, plumbing, electrical, heating and air, generators, whatever else it is, and they had pent-up demand. So, they're doing just fine. But if you think about IT, if you think about, people who are going to be working remotely, doing things remotely, people who are driving for Uber and things, there's going to be a lot of delivery-type stuff that's going to continue going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the interesting part is, what can you do to pivot? And I'll give you an example out of the entertainment industry, if I could. One of the companies in the entertainment, I'm talking about a full-time company and everything else like that, literally had all of their production shut down, which it did. So they said, okay, we still want to make our X number of million, I forget how much millions they wanted to make that year. What can we do differently? So they ended up packaging microphones and all the things that you needed for podcasting and selling the packages. And doing the marketing, say, hey, listen, you can still get your message out, do it through a podcast, we'll teach you how to do it, et cetera, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. And so they started making their money that way, which is pivoting from what they were doing with respect to production, but they figured out a way still to generate revenues. If you look, the Profit or Wealth audio book was supposed to be up July 7th along with Kindle's up, but the audio is not, because they are so backed up right now because people are starting to put stuff on Audible. They're putting it on Kindle. They're putting all everywhere. Then that type of thing. We got it in enough time, but they're so backed up because people have had the time. They're looking to do things now. Are you going to make $1 billion from it? No, but you're going to help a whole lot of people. I hope Profit or Wealth helps a lot of people too. So there's ways to pivot. There's ways to really be creative about, okay, ask your customers what they need and
That's the 24-karat gold question, folks. That's the solid gold question. There is no more important words that can come out of your mouth as a small business owner surviving in 2020 or even thriving in 2021. There are no more important words than for you to look at your customer and say, what do you want? What do you need? How can I help you? What do you expect from us? Those questions, mm-hmm. pick one out, mush them together, come up with your own question. But if you don't know, whatever it is, whatever the key to your survival and your thriving is, it's in the head of your customer, isn't it?
Absolutely.
They know the answer. You just have to get them to tell it to you. And And yeah. Go ahead.
That's why, and one of the rules of wealth is building recurring revenue and making sure you understand your customer base. Mm-hmm. And those of us who had really good customer bases before this all happened and we knew who our customers were, we continue to talk to them. We continue to send them information. We continue mm-hmm. to do things really, really well. One of my colleagues is a restaurant owner in Florida. And you know, obviously, the restaurants were totally shut down. And he had 40,000 names on his customer base.
Wow.
Who was able to do things. Now, he didn't make, obviously, the restaurant was shut down, but he found a way. He put a barbecue food truck on his property, and so they served barbecue, obviously, with social distancing and everything right. along those lines. They did takeout, obviously. They provisioned, they're in Florida, so they provisioned the yachts. They had a meat store that you could go into. And, you know, obviously, and they did home delivery of meals. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
pivoting.
It's not what they wanted to do.
Ruth, I know I've heard of a story where a company did what you just said, and they like it so much, their customers like it so much, they're not going to go back the old way. They're saying we're having more fun and making more money this way. That's what they're discovering.
Yeah.
It's not going to work for everybody, but don't be surprised if it happens to you.
I agree. Just be creative.
Things are being revealed in this crucible we're being pushed through. Things are being revealed that we wouldn't have seen. We wouldn't have tried a year ago. We have to try them. You're not going to look like crazy if you try things now this year. This is the year to be creative if there ever was one. We're going to come back after the break, and I want to talk about the B2B folks out there who are helping customers help their customers with our good friend Ruth King. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.